from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
On a day when the local Wi-Fi is better in Emigrant, Montana than big city Buffalo, we're back here on Sabres Live. It's I never asked you about your weekend. How was your weekend, Marty? I feel like you've once again pushed yourself to the limits physically. Might be feeling the effects of it a little bit.
I'm totally feeling the effects of it. I've been, I feel like I should have documented my building of a chicken run. For my six chickens.
Think of the YouTube hits.
I should have been like, today we're going to build the roof, and today we're going to put the chicken fencing inside. And yesterday was one of those days where after I painted the whole thing, I was, you know, stapling the fencing to the inside of the chicken mm-hmm. run. And maybe I went a little overboard with the amount of staples that I put into the thing to hold it. I just don't want any raccoons, anything to get in and rip the thing up. I have, like, right now, I feel like all night last night and this morning, I have restless hands and arms syndrome. It's like, because I did so much of stapling, tack, tack, and then you switch in, tack, 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 along the way and whatnot, that, like, the tendons and the wrists and the arm is, like, feeling shaky right now. And I still have more to do. I still have to go back out there and finish the roof and stuff today. So that was my weekend, but it was beautiful and enjoyed it. How was yours?
Will the coop be done before arbitration hearings are done?
Well, it depends. I think it will be done today for the chickens to be able to run out there and enjoy themselves. Still got to do, put the roof shingles on and, you know, kind of the finishing touches to the whole thing. But there's hardware. There's a door that works. It locks and everything. So I was able to really get into it. Yeah, I gotta finish it up later today.
Keyless entry, like 4-digit code?
No. It's old school entry, just a latch and a one of those hooks that kind of hold the door shut. So I find it that if you're a smart raccoon, you could probably get into the coop from the back, because it's just one of those hooks, but they don't know how to open those up. Well, I'm saying that now. I better lock it, because they'll find a way in.
I have to tell you something.
What happened?
Well, you know where I was.
No, I don't know where you were.
You don't remember the headliner I was going to see on Friday night?
Oh, literally. Alanis Morissette. Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Alanis Morissette. Yes, absolutely. How was that? I'm jealous on Monday that you had to see that Friday. I'm really jealous.
I was nowhere close by this point, like, it was a big festival and there were a lot of people and I was quite a ways away. Unreal. Almost to the point of it made me kind of rethink everything as far as why have I not kept her up here always when thinking about just greatness, longevity, like it was one of those incredible nights where, and again, at festivals, it's a shorter set. So a shorter encore wait period, right? But even when you're in that 2 minute window of waiting, and by the way, like I think my motto in life is cheer for the encore.
Yes.
Like be the one that makes noise for the encore. The artist deserves it. It's better for the crowd. Don't just stand there and expect things in life. Cheer for it. They deserve it, right?
I was but always told window, by my parents, if we didn't make noise, they won't come out. Like that, they only come out if you cheer for them to come out. If you're like, eh, it was just okay. I don't need the encore. Now so, it's pre-programmed, but you need to cheer them on. Come back. So,
I love that. And I love when I see it and I feel it. And that was Friday. But in that moment, you're going, what could she possibly have left? Right. Oh. And then she hits you with a couple and it was just like, and then the next day when we were running into, you know, random people like you do at festivals, like all I wanted to know was like, hey, what's your highlight been so far? Right. Mm-hmm. And for so many, it was Alanis Morissette. And I was like,
so the connection with Alanis Morissette and Hawk.
I mean, it was an unbelievable festival in St. Paul. It was their first ever attempt at this massive crowd.
You love St. Paul so much that it just was great for you. But yes,
it was. But even like, you know, one of the most pure hardcore Minnesotans, Craig Finn, he's the lead singer of the Hold Steady. And I was trying to tell Kevin, my buddy, you know, what to expect from the Hold Steady, right?
Yeah.
And I said, well, this is, I mean, he's the biggest Twins guy of all time. They're Minneapolis based and you're going to get a lot of baseball reference. Craig Finn comes bounding onto the stage, got this beautiful suit, which he tells a funny story about, but he's got a Twins ball cap and he comes running out and says, we're here to celebrate Joe Mauer's induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, of course you are. And like within the first song, he's flinging his Twins cap into the crowd. And it was just all this passion of Minneapolis, Minnesota, you know, it oozing out of him, which is what he is. So that's another one of the highlights, but there were many. It was amazing. So
Joe Mauer was a Minnesota guy too, right? And played for the Twins. So he's a local guy, right?
One of the
so
great catchers of all time.
One of the great, and he was very popular with the Twins. Hey, my connection, like a hockey reference with Alanis Morissette is, and a lot of people that are probably, you know, in the same age generation that I am and you are is look, we're talking about summer of 95 when that Jagged Little Pill album comes out. Mm-hmm. I have my CD player, right? That you connect that fake tape into your radio so that you can play the CDs into the car and on loop. Like I would continually play. And then there's the bonus track, the hidden track on the album and everything. And you just played it over and over again. And then 95, 96 hits and it's in every arena, like everywhere you play, there's always Alanis Morissette that's being played in Canada, especially because she's a good old Canadian, but everywhere it had that connection with hockey, that edgier rock kind of Alanis Morissette and hockey. It was, I must have worn down that CD and that tape that you put into the car so much out of Live was a great album. You know, Alanis Morissette was a great album. Bush was great album back in those days. Like those were the ones that were constantly being rerun.
Yes, and as is often the case, the longevity for any artist comes from how powerful the words were then and remain now. And that was the takeaway from Alanis Morissette was she knew, and now we still know, and that'll always be the case. She's brilliant. Lots more music talk. Not sure when or if Alanis Morissette is playing Honda Center, but that remains the home of the Ducks, and that's our team of the day. We really went through the forward ranks and how meaningful presumably, Trevor Zegras has to be to rescue this group from the depths of where they have been the last 6 years. But there's also something to keep in mind, and whether you want to be tongue-in-cheek or sarcastic or critical or passive, you know, when it comes to their goaltending and John Gibson, the reality is...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
With Gibson, most losses in the NHL in the last 5 years... John Gibson, 129. Now, the saving grace for Gibson is that next on the list, but quite a ways away, are two standouts, Hellebuck and Saros.
Yeah, because they play a lot.
They play a lot. Gibson doesn't play as much, but still has the most losses. His record over this time is 74, 129, and 33. And we can sit here and debate all we want how good he is or he isn't. But I question the toll that this takes on a goaltender and maybe prevents him from being the goaltender that many still believe he can be. Do you believe that at all?
Yeah, there's a physical and a mental toll, right? That takes on a goaltender. And I think we've seen both tolls really affecting John Gibson. At times, John Gibson can give you great performances. Let's recall the game last year. It was in February the 19th, where the Sabres are pushing. They're pushing. They're down 4-3. He robbed Tage Thompson with the glove on the goal line, right? He pulled it out. Tage had already scored, would have tied it 4-4. Maybe the Sabres win one of those two games against Anaheim. Doesn't happen. Gibson was really good in that second game. The Sabres outshot the Anaheim Ducks 37-14, I believe, was really good. You have seen those type of performances from Gibson. Like Toby Keith says, I may not be as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. Like, Gibson can give you that one game, but it's the consistency that's not there. And I feel like that's mental and physical, where it has taken such a toll on him over the last few years that he just can't keep putting games after games after games together. But if you're getting 500 hockey from John Gibson this year, and Lucas Dostal, who had a 902 save percentage last year, which, you know, is pretty good on a bad team, maybe he gives you close to 500. Could the Anaheim Ducks be a 500 hockey team if they're getting like 902 to 905 save percentage from those two goalies? Not 888, right? Like, that's what Gibson was last year, 888. That's not good enough. If you're 900, you may be given a chance your team to be 500 hockey team, because they'll score more. Their defense is a little sketchy, though. Like, they're a little sketchy on the back end.
Okay, so they brought in Dumoulin for depth.
Yes.
They actually got
or depth, but he'll probably play top line, top pairing with Cam
But
Fowler.
They got really, really, this is lost in all of this, is they had a really good year from Radko Gudas, and he had a very positive impact on Urho Vaakanainen on the blue line. The problem is, and the same rules, if you will, for lack of a better word, apply from what we just talked about with Gibson to the longest serving duck in Cam Fowler. Like, Cam is still playing 24 minutes a night, and he just had a career worst minus 36. Like, this needs to change, right? Like, you can't just keep doing this. And yes, they have Olin Zellwiger, and yes, they have Pavel Minchikov. And, you know, we obviously talked up front about Leo Carlson being a top pick and coming right into the lineup. Like, they need more, and they still have, like, a bunch of first and mostly second round defense prospects that might be close. But if we're being fair to John Gibson, we probably need to focus as much on defensive structure and the actual defensemen they have, right?
No, 100%. And their defensive structure last year, you mentioned, gave a ton of shots, gave a ton of scoring chances, gave a ton on the rush. Like, it was just
weren't good on the
good.
Penalty kill. Like,
awful in the penalty kill. And Cronin, the head coach, in his first year, there's a lot of, you know, kind of that's things that are holding up with duct tape that should be like cemented in, right? And he's trying to patch things up and down the lineup. And hopefully in year two, another training camp, another year, you can continue to solidify your, you know, your structure and whatever you want to play the game. Mm-hmm. I just didn't see last year anything defensively that showed me, oh, this team is going to take a step forward in their defensive game. And so again, I say, if they go and score three or more goals per game, 3.1, 3.2, great. They have that talent. Can they bring the 3.57? I think that's what they were. Yeah, 38 in the NHL, 3.57 down to three, a half a goal a game. I don't know if that's a possibility for the Anaheim Ducks this year.
Did you see who else is on the coaching staff now this year?
I did look at it.
Tim Army.
Yes.
And so Tim, you know, he's now in his 60s. I mean, he's been around the game so long. Previously with Anaheim, back in their earliest days, remember, he was with Ron Wilson a lot, right?
Yeah.
And so whether it was in Washington and Anaheim, and then Tim's been an assistant and, of course, head coach in the AHL and you know, assistant NHL. So interesting to see that that familiar name is back. And my last question for you with the Ducks for this year. Will Beckett Seneca's draft night reaction be how we word this upcoming Ducks season?
Got to be careful with your reaction because maybe it's a bad memory here in Buffalo that Trevor Zegras, Sonny Milano, you know, Holly Hoop, Michigan from behind the net. Remember this reaction from Sonny Milano, like, oh my gosh, that just happened. And he was gone later, like Brett Seneca, like at the reaction of the draft when they selected him third overall. And it was like, oh my gosh, like that is a surprise, right? Demidov is there and there's others available. And they went with Brent Seneca, but Beckett Seneca. Yeah. Here's the thing. If I'm the Anaheim Ducks game prez, every time they score a goal, I'm putting a montage of like Anaheim Ducks and then the reaction, like, and the bleeping
with
of the
duck,
words
with a duck bill over it.
And he says, holy, you know what? Like when he gets selected. So that was a cool moment at the draft. Like that was a really cool moment at the draft.
A great moment, great reaction, great honesty from the kid. And speaking of, when you're playing, when you get to that level of being drafted, like you think back to everything that preceded it. Yeah. In the rink, on the streets, Hockey Fest is coming up as part of Sabres Fan Fest, youth and adult age groups, participants receiving a pair of Sabres preseason tickets, Hockey Fest t-shirt, all skill levels are welcome. You just got to go to sabres.com.
Skill lovers too.
Skill lovers, yes. sabres.com/hockeyfest. We'll stick with that website and come back with more after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.